Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's wide open phones. It only took about five calls in the last hour. I'm going to try to not be as long-winded this hour. We're just going to continually take calls because it's always so informative and interesting. Whether it's the upcoming indictment of Scooter Libby, Chief of Staff for the Vice President Dick Cheney, Richard Cheney. ABC News says that indictment will be announced today. We'll see. I'm not going to hold my breath, but that's what they're saying. They're saying it's conclusive, it's going to happen, and that Karl Rove and others may come later, and that Fitzgerald is going to try to expand what he's doing. I got a bunch of other news concerning Iran, oil, what's happening with the economy. We're going to have a smattering of news throughout the broadcast, but mainly your calls. And we got a guest coming on about 15, 20 minutes or so, just in the third hour, having one a little bit, Ted Pike, because we beat the thought crime, hate crime bill, but they're repackaging it yet again, so we got to knock this one out. Yeah, we just had a big 12-rounder with the other one and narrowly beat it, and we got to fight again. People say, oh, we got to fight again. That's so hard. We can't do it. Well, folks, that's what a fight's all about. This is for all the marbles. We don't have a choice. Let's go ahead and go to Daryl in Pennsylvania because, you know, he's at the end of the line, but he goes to the head of the line because he disagrees with me. Daryl, go ahead. You're on the air.
Make one thing clear, Alex. 99.99% of everything, I agree with you 100% down
the line. Well, I don't even agree with myself that much, so, boy, that's good.
And I love the heck out of you, and I've always promoted your videos and that, and I still tell people that they're the very best to get. But a couple areas, and I think Walt, who called from Michigan the other day, was correct. We do need to have a more open discussion about Vatican Church, and I want to say one thing right out here. I'm not anti-Catholic. My dad's Catholic. I was married to a Catholic lady. My best friend in the whole world is Roman Catholic. About 95% of my relatives are Roman Catholic. So I took catechism courses in Catholic. I'm not anti-individual Catholic. But I think when we make a statement like you do at times and others, when you say it's not the Jews or the Catholics running the New World Order, I agree with that on the surface. As far as individual Jews, individual Roman Catholics, yes. But the Vatican is such a powerhouse, has been such a powerhouse. Kings bowed to it during much of the Middle Ages, as I'm sure you're well aware of, Alex, because you're a student of history. But, you know, one of your videos was called Masters of Terror. And yet the Vatican Church, the papacy, has been the masters of mass murder, incorporated. They've been the masters of torture, incorporated. And you know about the Inquisition, Alex. But if I can just give you one example in World War II to show you how much power the Roman Catholic Church had, it was controlling at least three of the top four intelligence organizations. You had a Roman Catholic Knight of Malta, German General Reinhard Gehlen, who was the head of the German intelligence on the Eastern Front. Of course, after the war, he comes back and helps set up the CIA. Then you have Roman Catholic Knight of Malta, Prince Anton Terkel. He's the head of the Soviet intelligence, and he even uses Jesuit priests as his couriers. Then you have Roman Catholic Knight of Malta, William Wild Bill Donovan, who's the head of the United States OSS, later becomes the CIA. And I have a picture of him receiving a top award from the Pope in the Vatican. And the bottom line, Alex, is that these guys are all, if they're not the top player, they're certainly one of the very top players in the geopolitical.
No, I'm not saying that the New World Order doesn't have a lot of control over the Catholic Church, obviously. I mean, Pope John Paul II called for a New World Order.
But I would even go further than that, Alex.
It's just to sit there. The point is, if we sit there and say that Catholics are evil...
No, I'm not saying that.
There's all these good Catholic people that are out there fighting abortion and 100 other things that take offense at that, and it's not my job to sit here. That's all these denominations do is fight with each
right,
other.
Right, Alex, but it's we're talking about the major ecclesiastical tool of the New World Order, and the Catholic Church at the top level is the major tool. The Pope wants to be at the very head. And can I stay over and just give you a couple more quick comments?
Yeah, we got a lot of other callers. I want to be fair to them, but I'll give you a little bit more time on the other side. Now we'll have a big ecclesiastical debate for 3 hours.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Crime bill that will go after radio talk show hosts, the internet, free speech. They can't wait to start arresting people for their speech. We're also going to get into big rise in profit puts oil giants on defensive because they're running a cartel. They're colluding. They're conspiring. We have their own memos. And this is been in major newspapers, but people still seem to not be aware of it. At least the people out here calling into talk shows. Also, Negroponte, the guy that literally ran death squads in Latin America and Iraq, is our new domestic head of intelligence, and he's actually hired former head of the Stasi, Marcus Wolf, and General Primakov of the KGB. That's not a joke. That's serious. To advise him, now announcing the new global and domestic spying operations here in the Washington Post. Tom, just an interesting side note. Europe's first pyramid has been discovered in Bosnia, according to the big Bosnian daily newspaper, Dnev Azaz, or Avzaz. But really, it's not the first Western pyramid. There's pyramids in Rome that the Romans built. So I don't know what they're talking about. I guess they mean ancient pyramid. Truly ancient, because this is a 10,000-year-old pyramid. Just kind of weird. Iran diplomats in Moscow are trying to play down President's harsh statement on Israel about totally destroying it. And first Iranian satellite has been launched into space. That and a lot more. Pastor Ted Pike coming up with an update on us for us on the hate bill coming up in the next hour. I want to try to move quicker through your calls here. Daryl disagrees, and so If you disagree with me, you get to go to the head of the line. But he's already been on one segment with us, so I'm just going to give him a minute more. And really, I don't know if we do disagree. Obviously, the Catholic Church is promoting the New World Order. But I think that, you know, there are a lot of different branches of it. There are some more socialistic branches, New World Order branches. There are people in the Catholic Church fighting that as well. But certainly, the Vatican itself openly promotes one world government, one world religion. I mean, I've seen it come out of the Pope's mouth, and I'm not a Catholic. It's just that, let me tell you something, I don't see Catholics on TBN promoting world government and microchips and worshiping George Bush and bombing the Middle East. I do see Protestants doing it. Of course, I've been raised a Protestant. So I just think, period, the New World Order, governments themselves, they're going in, taking over churches, just lock, stock, and barrel. So I really don't know what the disagreement is. If I have a guest who's basically saying that the Catholics are Catholics themselves are just evil, I'm going to say, well, you know, there's evil people in high places. I don't want to just, because I know a lot of Catholic people, they're good folks. And again, I don't want to have some 3-hour debate about Catholics, folks. I really don't. You're welcome. We don't screen the calls. You're welcome to talk about Catholics all day if you want to. But Daryl, go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Alex, and I don't want your show ever to disintegrate into an ecclesiastical, doctrinal type debate, and it's not about Catholics, because most individual Catholics are like most individual Jews. At the lower levels, most individual Masons, the lower level Jesuits, they've got no idea what's going on at the top. But the key fact that we're talking about is Murder Incorporated, and Walt brought up the point of the Vatican's Holocaust, Alex, the religious genocide that took place in the 1940s, just a few years before I was born, where they impaled small children on stakes, crucified Orthodox priests to wooden doors, led on and choreographed and orchestrated by the Franciscan monks, priests, and friars, led the Roman Catholic Ustashi Militia, which is called Catholic Action, much like what the Knights of Columbus has set up in the United States to do. But let me give you a couple quick quotes, very short ones. Marquis de Lafayette said that the Jesuits have instigated most of the wars of Europe. Edmund Paris, a famous author of the book Secret History of the Jesuits, the public is practically unaware of the overwhelming responsibility carried by the Vatican and its Jesuits in the starting of two world wars, a situation which it may be explained in part by the gigantic finances at the disposition of the Vatican and its Jesuits. And the last quote, Alex, is from a famous Canadian historian, J.E.C. Shepherd, said, Between 1555 and 1931, the Society of Jesus, that's the Jesuit order, was expelled from at least 83 countries. City-states and cities were engaging in political intrigue and subversive plots against the welfare of the state. Alex, they were thrown out mostly by Roman Catholic monarchs, 3 times, I believe, out of France, 3 times out of Spain, 3 times out of Portugal, or at least right in that ballpark. These Catholic monarchs kept throwing these people out, and where did they come and take up residence? In England and in the United States, and the Jesuits control Georgetown University and a lot of other big universities in the United States. They've got tremendous influence in the CFR. Their guy named Walsh, a priest, helped set up the for the Department of State there. I'm trying to think of the school down there that trains diplomats and everything. My point, Alex, is that any place the Jesuits have been, and they control the Knights of Malta, by the way, and they control the top levels of Freemason. You said about that you don't hear Catholics on TV condemning the New World Order. They don't have to. They control the top levels of Freemasonry. So, Alex, I'm scared to death. I'm telling you the truth. Not for myself, but for the children, our grandchildren in this country.
Okay,
about
listen,
religious
genocide. I gave you the floor, and I appreciate your call, Daryl. I mean, you're just, I can hear the emotion. I can hear that you're scared and you're upset. I just, you know, look at this, and I know for a fact that it was the Rothschilds that funded World War I and World War II. And then I know we're going to hear that the Rothschilds are really Catholic. They're Luciferian, folks. That group has been taking over all these organizations. So, of course, you've got the New World Order controlling the Catholic Church. I mean, there are hundreds of Catholic publications I've read decrying the corruption coming out of Rome. Look, you don't have any argument here with me. I mean, back in the 80s, we had the CIA director meeting routinely with Pope John Paul II, little secret confabs, cloistered in there, sneaking around. I mean, I know there's all sorts of stuff going on, but the New World Order uses any organization it can to run these operations. And I just, everybody gets caught up in the debate of exactly who's got the most power inside the New World Order. And I guess that's healthier than believing George Bush actually runs something or Bill Clinton runs something. To me, that's the ultimate distraction. And we're all just perseverating on George Bush and, oh, he may go to jail or, oh, he may have to resign. Ha ha. There may be indictments. Fitzgerald. I mean, none of it means anything. It's nothing but a grand diversionary spectacle. So, I mean, I think it's good to have these discussions about who's got the power. And, sir, I know a lot about the Jesuits only because I, in my off time, have read a lot of naval histories. For some reason, I one time read a naval history book, and then I ended up reading some fiction and nonfiction and, you know, the history of early circumnavigation and obviously the Jesuits in Portugal and the rudders. The rudders were the little maps of where to go and secret maps of different tides and different channels and different different shipping lanes and how to travel around the world. And so the Jesuits did get enormous power because they were the missionaries and the front-line vanguard, really a military order at that time, all over the planet, from China to Japan to Latin America. So I have, I mean, absolutely a lot of power, a lot of control. But it doesn't matter. I mean, at the top of the New World Order, you got Protestants, you got Catholics, you got Jews, you got everything, and they're just New World Order. And they hope that we'll all just sit here and talk about which group's dominant while they're playing us off against each other. It's like French dolls or Russian dolls. You got one little bitty one the size of a pea, and a little bit bigger one goes over that, and a little bit bigger one over that, and it just, that's what my studies have shown me. And I don't know how to, I mean, we can just talk about it all day long, and we've, see, that's how one call can just take us in a direction, and that's fine. But I'm really going to try to take your calls quickly now. I guess up next is Bart, and Bart's calling from Houston. Welcome, Bart.
Hey, Alex. Well, you know, it's called not being able to see the forest for the trees. The idea is we have to engage the New World Order. We can't spend all of our time simply talking about the New World Order. That's its own mind trap. That's not the reason I called. The reason I called is you know, Ted Pike's on today, and the bills that he's going to inform the listening audience about are very important, but you know, currently there are bills before the House and the Senate that are going to eliminate the franchising fees for all PEGs that supply public access channels across the country.
And they're also moving to restrict the Internet and not repair the switching grids and basically have the Internet fail and force us onto Internet too, where they'll charge you, tax you, track you, and restrict you.
But here's a point to that. In every city, if one single person in your listening audience will really become an activist and get involved, and I can speak to this personally from my own experiences defending public access in Houston, you can shift an entire campaign. You can shift an entire agenda of an assault on any issue if you get out there and you call into radio shows and you build a website and you have a platform and you're motivated.
Have you saved Access TV in Houston?
We're fighting it, and right now we're waiting for the next vote by the mayor. Everything's looking pretty positive. And, you know, I would like your listeners, because now the website is not simply focused
on... Is it currently open?
Yeah, yes. Houston Media Source is open. They're keeping it operating until the next vote, which is coming up in about 2 weeks.
Well, I know you guys have been airing my documentaries down there for years.
Well, you know, everyone down here, they want the new ones, Alex. I'm trying to transfer copies off the Internet so that I can put them on tape and play them up there, but they've all been complaining to me. You know, Eric, the programming manager, who I think you've met, was saying he doesn't send us any new tapes anymore. They've been wanting new tapes.
Yeah, well, I can't do it all, so.
No, I know. I'm fighting the battle on that, and I'm going to try.
Okay, well, give us your website.
Okay, the website is www.amendment-one.org, and that has all the links on these bills and how to fight them to save public access. So everybody out there, please get involved, stop listening, and start acting.
No, I totally agree with you. At every level, our avenues for free speech are being shut off because we're hurting them bad. I mean, they've got to move against the First Amendment, which is really going to wake people up. But it's really happening. They're really going after it.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change. So quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
It went down, down, down,
and the flames went higher.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns,
burns. Oh, I can't wait to see that new Johnny Cash movie. I Walk the Line. When is that coming out?
The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Kim and then Johanna and Paula and Tim and many others. Go ahead, Kim.
Hi. They indicted Libby. He's been charged. He's also resigned already. And Fitzgerald's going to speak at 1 o'clock today, our time, Central Time.
Well, I'm sure most of our stations will be tuning over to carry that, but, I mean, it's a foregone conclusion. I guess ABC News was right early this morning. They had it up there that he would be indicted later today, and so this just happened, and he's already resigned.
Uh-huh.
Are they going to clap him in irons, or does he have to go get booked, or does he...
No, he drove away.
Oh, so he just went in and got indicted.
I guess so. I mean, they didn't show where he was when he was indicted. They just...
Well, I guess the Smoking Gun later today, smokinggun.com, I guess it'll have the mugshot of Scooter Libby.
But now, what is the distraction? Some like you, this Myers being put up where the Supreme Court and this indictment and all this is a smokescreen, but it has to be something really major to take these type of people out of the White House.
Well, understand this. All of this indictment business, the Myers business, I mean, the indictments really are a distraction. From the globalist view, for Bush, believe me, Bush doesn't like it. Bush isn't in the loop or part of this. But higher up, the globalists love to have presidents destroyed and rise and fall. That gives the masses kind of the bread and circus they need. You know, they know that the masses love to see Hollywood people go down. We love to see leaders go down, but then we never even know the names of the controllers, the Oppenheimers, the Brothmans, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, people like Juan Carlos of Spain. I mean, they're the big hitters. They really own it.
They just indicted him on perjury, obstruction of justice, and false statement. Nothing about the leak, the actual leak.
Well, that's what they've been saying for weeks, and that's what they are reporting, is that they are going to indict him for perjury.
But I don't understand one without the other. I mean, he's lying about lying, you know?
Well, listen, that's why whether you're innocent or guilty or whether they're, you know, doing something to you that you don't think should be illegal, whatever, never talk. Just there's a reason we got a Fifth Amendment. I mean, if you get arrested, folks, just listen to me. Do not talk. You know, when the friendly cop comes in your cell or the friendly FBI agent, come on, let's talk. I want to get you out of here. I want to be your friend. It's bull. And you don't even have to lie to them. They can just say you lied to them. So all you do is keep your mouth shut.
Exactly. I tell people that all the time. And my mom had an incident where she didn't know the IRS was coming to her door, and she invited them in. I said, why did you do that? You know, well, being 68 and old, and she's like, well, I just let them in. I don't know, you know, and I'm like, you did not have to let them in. They could have spoken to you on the porch.
And by the way, they don't respect that or appreciate it when you are nice to them and say you have nothing to hide.
Right.
I mean, look, it's bounty. It's booty. This government is set up where they look at you as a sale. It's like they're a used car salesman, but their sale, what they're selling is putting you in prison.
Right, and I tried to...
And they sleep good at night, man. They send innocent people to prison every day, and they love it. They sleep good. They feel good. They love it.
You know, I'm telling her that case in your house, it seems exactly your standard of living. You know, why can't you pay your taxes if you're living so well, supposedly, you know? Not thinking that she has my dad's a stroke patient, and, you know, we take care of him every day, and they're not looking at that, but they're just looking at how nice they kept the house and how long they've kept it, you know?
Well, they're looking at the equity.
Right, right. And that's what I tried to explain to her.
Well, listen, period. And I appreciate your call. In a free country, the government cannot take your house for taxes. I mean, no one ever put up with that in this country until the last 50 years. If you told somebody 50 years ago the government's going to take your house, they would laugh at you. Never. Taxes were a pittance in this country. They were a pittance. Now, I'll never forget Nella Wells Spears, our county tax assessor. We've gone and protested the auctions where they're auctioning off hundreds of middle-class and blue-collar homes and businesses. And then the woman, I confronted her, and she said, we don't auction houses. We don't take houses. I mean, these people are just the biggest liars.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Top A, chief of staff, five counts indicted for perjury and obstruction. And that is a big deal. I mean, when the vice president's chief of staff gets indicted, that is big news. Any way you slice it or cut it. Karl Rove, or Turd Blossom. And I'm sorry to use that term, but I mean, if the Christian conservative president has a different feces name for each one of his aides, you know, maybe it's good. I mean, perhaps flipping people off is good. Perhaps cussing and screaming is good. I mean, Bush does it, and he's this disciple of Jesus who we're supposed to worship. Maybe, no, the answer is no. It's not okay to talk like that, and it's not okay to flip people off and scream at your staff and froth around. I wonder if the Blossom, the awesome Blossom, is going to get in trouble himself. Why has Libby been indicted for lying? Why did Bill Clinton get called before a grand jury for lying? This is unbelievable. They commit literally thousands of crimes, communist generals in the Commerce Department with thousands of faxes and emails of all the classified data, supercomputers to North Korea and China. I misspoke. Supercomputers to China. Nuclear reactors and missile secrets to North Korea. Biological weapons of Saddam. I'm talking about Rumsfeld right now. Just constant profiteering, personally giving contracts to companies that they have massive stock in, total felonies, just no debating it. Every action they've made, just slam dunk. It's like catching, it's like the police pull up and they catch you in the black mask right after you shoot the clerk and the police pull up while you're on surveillance camera cramming money in the bag, and then they shoot you. I mean, it's that slam dunk. It's every time they give some multi-billion dollar contract to Lockheed Martin while Dick Cheney's wife is on the board, it's totally illegal. Every time they give huge contracts to the Carlyle Group, it is illegal. They never get in trouble. Do you understand that Secretary of the Army White, before he had to leave because he said we needed 400,000 troops, I mean, even their little crime buddies get fired when they don't just tell Bush that, you know, the sky is green when it's really blue. But that guy actually led people on tours. The California legislature with U.S. congressmen and women in California into a fake computer room, a fake... You understand how fake these people are, folks? What an illusion it all is. They actually have fake trading rooms, you know, with the big computer plasma screens and, oh, there's the real-time trading and energy and power right now. Sucked at least $8 billion in a, what, nine-month period out of Californians. Enron memos where they would just turn the power off in conjunction with some of the power company suppliers on purpose to then, so people would accept higher prices. They found that if you interrupt something and create the perception that it's in short supply, then people will accept higher prices. I mean, we've caught the oil companies openly with their memos where they said we're going to shut down refineries and buy up our competition and artificially create a loggerhead. They should all go to prison. It's just all red-handed, smoking gun crime everywhere. And what are they now getting in trouble for? And I don't want to hear they got Capone with income tax. That is not why they're going after them with petty issues. It's because it can be circumscribed. It can be circumscribed. It can be very small, reserved, a little bitty area. Because if they go after Libby or Blossom or anybody, if they go after Brownie or Poopy or any of his, that's their names, folks. If they go after any of them, Poopy or Turd Blossom or Dookie, or any of his staff, then everybody's going to get in trouble because it's connected to all these big corporations and all these big interests. And if you don't like hearing me talk like that, I'm sorry, folks. That's how our president talks. It's presidential. So I should be president now. It's a prerequisite. Now, I don't use cocaine, and I don't drink heavily, and I don't sleep 3 hours a day. So I really am not qualified, so I apologize for ever trying to toot my own horn, but, okay. A little attempt at humor, folks. I'm sorry. I just can't get over. We have a president. Never mind. I've said enough. I just, forget all of that. The guy's got gay porn stars coming to the White House over 50 times after midnight. I mean, 2 + 2 = 4, folks. This is just getting crazier and crazier. Let's go ahead and, I'm living in the Twilight Zone. Let's talk to Johanna. Johanna's calling from Tejas as well. Johanna, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much for taking my call. It is very important for us to understand the depth of what is really going on and why it's happening. The scriptures warn us, well, inform us first, telling us that there was war in heaven first. People don't understand that, but it says it right here in Revelation 12. And the devil, along with his demons, fought against the holy angels, but they lost through the blood of our Savior, and that's when they were
cast. Talk right into your phone for me. I'm just so tired of bad phones. I want to hear what you have to say, but it's like we must. Our listeners must have the worst telephones on the planet.
Can you hear me clear
now?
Yeah,
it just sounds like you're 14 feet away. It doesn't matter. Just knock yourself out.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, sure.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry.
No, it's not that bad. It's just I just don't understand it.
I'll try to talk louder. I was saying it is important for us to know the depth of what's really happening, because as you've spoken about how they change characters Well, the devil's the one behind everything that's going on, the New World Order, even the Roman Catholic Church, like that young man was speaking about earlier. And, you know, the devil's plan is all around us, and it's right in clear view. It's just that he realizes he's deceiving the world, and people don't know what is really going on and how he is deceiving the world. But if you look on the dollar bill, it's very clear. If you look under eagle, the image of the eagle on the back of the $1 bill, where it has shows the lines in the shield, the vertical lines, you count those lines, they're very fine, but if you count them, you'll see there are 13 lines, and the vertical lines, you add those up.
Well, yeah, there's 13 all over it, that's admitted. 13
no,
stars, 13 arrows, there's not 13? Okay.
No, what I'm saying is the vertical lines underneath the 13 lines are 18. And if it coincides with Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, the plan, and not only that, the stars above the shield, the eagle, form the flag, the star of Israel, which is the six-pointed star.
Yes.
That is the devil's mark.
Well, it's the seal. It's the seal of Solomon. Thanks for the call.
No,
it's not. Let me just tell you something, folks. We can spend all day getting into the symbolism on the money and the symbolism all over architecture. I mean, my new video is about that. And, yes, it is true. There is symbolism. There is numerology. That's what the higher-level Masons are into. That's admitted. I mean, they even have shows on the Discovery Channel about the symbolism and the money. And so, yes, it's true. But to say because there's 18 lines and 13 stripes that it's the Revelation, I think that's a stretch. But I'm not going to argue it with you. Maybe it's true. I know this. The globalists are totally obsessed with numerology. They are totally obsessed with numbers. You know, maybe it's my headset. Maybe it's the audio I'm getting. It's just lately the phones. It's like the audio's low, and it's like they're at a distance, and it just sounds. And that call wasn't even that bad. Some are even worse. So you know what? I'm going to go to Tim and others here in just a few minutes. But here is a little clip from the Colbert Report. The Daily Show has been so successful that they've now added the Colbert Report. And I got to admit, it's some of the best news out there, bar none. And it's even funnier when you see the video of it. We have a link to it on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But here is Colbert being sarcastic about how they're trying to play down 2,000 dead U.S. soldiers. And then the Fox News clips that they're playing claim that, oh, and 400-plus troops didn't die in combat of the 2,000. No, the Pentagon admits over 8,000, and that was a few months ago when I saw those numbers, have died from their wounds. But they don't count as a combat casualty. See, they just manipulate semantics with the different terms. Only 2,000 have died as combat casualties. And that's not counted unless you die in the theater. If you die on the helicopter going to the med center, or if you die on a jet taking you to Ramstein in Germany, it does not count. So, see, all they did was just change the terms from battlefield casualties, total deceased. They just created a new term, and then that's the thing they advertised. Totally deceptive on its face. We've got upwards of 20,000 injured soldiers, 8,000 of which have died. So 8,000, that was months ago, have died. And that counts people that got run over by trucks or crashed in helicopters, too. But 8,000 have died. So this number that, oh, no, it's only 2,400 and something of those died in accidents, that's not true either. Of the 8,000, there is a portion that did die in accidents. But it's 8,000. The Pentagon admits 8,000 people have died. U.S. soldiers. Let's go ahead and roll this. We'll be right back.
Here is another number I have heard a lot today. 2,000. Nothing wrong with the number itself. Hell, 5 years ago we were celebrating it. But now, just by adding the phrase fatalities in Iraq, the anti-war crowd is trying to spin that number negative. Which brings us to tonight's word. Perspective. Now, I got to admit, this morning, that 2,000 number even had me feeling down. Luckily, I turned on Fox and Friends. Friendly bunch over there at Fox. And co-host Steve Doocy reminded me of something I think a lot of us have forgotten.
2000 is a terrible number, but when you look at the historical aspect of how many have lost their lives, look at that, World War I, 116,000, WW2, 405,000, Vietnam, 58,000, the Gulf War, 382, and so far in Iraq, 2,000.
See, doesn't that make you feel better? Plus, they didn't even throw the Civil War up there. 23,000 soldiers died in one day at Antietam. And that seemed to be cool of everybody. Why? Because the cause was just. Now, of course, if it's an unjustified war, one death is too many. And unfortunately, people have lost sight of why America is making these sacrifices. Thankfully, the shorter but just as friendly Fox friend reminded us.
Look what's happened in Lebanon. The Syrians have pulled out, and the Lebanese people now have a vote and stake in their future. The Palestinians voted, they now have their own section of land in Gaza. And on the other hand, Egypt actually had a vote in someone running against Hosni Mubarak for the first time ever. Believe it or not, if it is Saudi Arabia, they might even let women drive soon.
Saudi women driving? 2,000, hell, make it 200,000. Hey, and if you find a WMD or an Al-Qaeda connection, you can go to a cool million. So, this all raises a good question. Female Fox friend?
I'm not being cavalier about this, but I don't understand the significance of this mark versus any other, you know, the 2000 versus any other death there.
It's the news media. They're looking for a headline. Something out on the front.
Exactly. Sensationalist garbage like the Washington Post's military has lost 2,000 in Iraq, or the spin masters at the New York Times, 2,000 dead as Iraq tours stretch on, a grim mark, and someone was way too eager to put this one up on TV. Sad milestone. Spin on, left-wing spin machine. You know, and as Steve Doocy points out, the number 2,000 is just more hype.
There's one thing about the 2,000 number that the Pentagon pointed out yesterday, and then that is that 436 of those deaths were non-combat related.
Non-combat related? That means they're accidents. Forget them. Accidents don't count. And you know, if the peaceniks in the anti-war machine get their way and this war turns out to have been a big mistake, that just means every death was an accident. And therefore, nobody died. Keep that in perspective. And that's the word.
All right. And, of course, Fox had up on the screen while they're saying it's no big deal, a sad milestone. So that was the joke. Oh, look at that liberal spin machine. They've got a lot of nerve, folks. You go to those 2,000 mothers, those 2,000 fathers, those 4,000 grandmothers and grandfathers. You go to the tens of thousands of neighbors and cousins and best friends. You go to them and tell them it's no big deal. And we're right up there at 20,000 injured, arms, legs blown off, and because of the body armor, people who would have died in the past are living, but they are basically, I mean, there are thousands of them who've been hit in the helmet by pretty good-sized rounds and are brain damaged, or people that have been hit by grenades and it blows both their arms off and shatters all their ribs, and you know, now they don't have arms and legs. In fact, there's quite a few that are quad amputees. Quad, folks. Uno, dos, tres, cuatros. Four. Both arms, both legs blown off. But the body armor keeps the key organs intact. In fact, these poor guys are losing their genitalia. These Fox friends people, why don't they go send their kids over there, their sons and daughters, to come back without arms and legs, and then get up there, you little punks, and get up there on your stupid Fox News ultra-communist television meant to neutralize conservatives. Get up there on your little enemy transmission tower. And then, you know, after your kids are dead or come home maimed or come home brain dead, and you got to leave, you know, go visit them every day, you know, as they sit there with feeding tubes down their throats,
and then you shoot your mouth off. One dead soldier's too many for your stinking fraud. And I want to see that silver spoon wash-up, George Bush. I want to see him and the rest of their chicken hawks. I want to see them send their kids. There's one member of Congress whose son's an officer in the Marine Corps. That's it. I want to see all their kids in there. But no, they've screwed the economy up so bad, the only job a lot of people can get is in the military. And then you pump them full of deadly vaccines. And then you have them breathe depleted uranium. And weirdos out there say we got to support the troops and stay in Iraq. How does it support the troops, keeping them in a fraud, keeping them in a meat grinder? Well, the others died in vain unless we stay in there. That's like if somebody falls off a cliff, we better throw 100 more off because, you know, the first five died in vain if we don't throw another 100 off. It's just idiocy. Look, draft Jenna Bush, as the bumper stick reads. Stick his two little spoiled daughters in there.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Last night at the Alamo movie theater with an overflow crowd, and there were probably 20, 30 people that walked up to me once the film had started that were unable to get tickets, were unable to get in, and were asking me to have another showing. And I promised that it would be the last showing yesterday, so I'm sorry we're not going to have another showing of The Order of Death. But it will be available on DVD and VHS in a couple of weeks. We're looking at about 2-3 weeks, but once, as soon as the DVDs are been stamped and manufactured, we'll start offering it. It's being authored
right now. It's being mastered right now. We don't burn DVDs. We have them industrially stamped, so they work in all the DVD players. You start burning DVDs, you run into problems. But side issue, why am I talking about burning DVDs? It was great, though, seeing all of you out there last night. I always enjoy it. Such great people. And coming up in 3 or 4 months, I will show the British film we're making. And that's only one small part of it. I'm just calling it the British film right now. But it's going to be a great video. Believe me, it's excellent. So I look forward to doing that in 3 or 4 months again at the Alamo. If you want a hard copy of any of my films, Martial Law or the original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, while it's still available, or if you want any of the other videos and books we carry, George Humphrey's 9/11, The Great Illusion, the new book by Jim Tucker, The Bilderberg Diary, excellent book. We carry a bunch of videos and books. You need to have them. Go to Infowars.com to order the books via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, or simply call toll-free to get the videos, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or there's PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day for a monthly subscription. And if you get a yearly subscription, you get 3 months for free, so PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to start the next hour and go to Tim and Alex and a few other callers. And then we've got Reverend Ted Pike joining us to give us an update on the new thought crime, hate crime bill that they've renamed yet again. And we'll continue with calls in the news. But here's USA Radio Network that we carry giving you the latest on the indictment. Here it is.
Vice President Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby, has been indicted. In the leak of a CIA operative's name, he's been charged with perjury, obstruction of justice, and making false statements. In all, it's a 5-count indictment. Washington Post reporter Glenn Kessler says Libby encouraged him to come forward about the CIA leak. Kessler says the prosecutor asked about 2 specific conversations he had with Libby about Valerie Plame.
As part of my agreement with the prosecutor, I did not have to reveal the contents of those conversations to him. I only had to talk about whether Plame or Wilson were raised in those conversations, and what I told him was they were not.
No criminal charges expected today against President Bush's top political advisor, Karl Rove. Criminal defense attorney Edward McMahon says the prosecutor might be trying to bet that Rove will implicate himself by threatening an indictment.
What he may have been doing was bluffing. He could have gone to Karl Rove's attorney and said, you're going to get indicted on Friday, or I think you're going to get indicted on Friday. Do you want to cut a deal?
President Bush today saying the nation must realize Iraq's still the central front in the war on terrorism.
Would the United States and other free nations be more safe or less safe with Zarqawi and bin Laden in control of Iraq, its people, and its resources?
The Dow's up 86 points. The NASDAQ is plus 11. USA Radio Network.
Yep, USA Radio Network News. Alan Stone reporting. All right, we'll be right back with the third hour of this Friday edition, jam-packed with calls, news, and an update on thought crime. Yeah, Bush is doing everything he can to turn America into a slave state. So don't shoot your mouth off about free countries. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.